Hello and welcome to this Control Risks podcast. Today we're going to be looking at the Egyptian economy and what an IMF loan that was agreed in August might do for this country that's been struggling economically since 2011, really, when the revolution turned everything upside down as we once knew it. Joining me is Andrew Freeman, who is our Egypt analyst. Andrew, what is the state of Egypt's economy right now?
Well, as you said, the economy has declined over the last 5 years, a result of that uprising in 2011. So what that really means, practically speaking, is there's a lack of foreign investment, tourism receipts are down, and the Egyptian pound is overvalued. What that means for our clients is that Egypt has turned into a net importer rather than a net exporter, and there's been a significant drop in foreign reserves, all of which has led to a significant dollar shortage and a burgeoning black market for US currency.
So the IMF program, how's that going to address these issues? What are the details there which might give Egypt cause for optimism?
So pending executive board approval, the IMF is going to grant Egypt $12 billion over the upcoming 3 years. Contingent on IMF approval, Egypt also needs to find an additional $5 to $6 billion over this first year. The IMF has also insisted on a number of austerity measures that Egypt is likely to have to introduce over the three-year period, some of which will be a devaluation of the pound, which is likely to occur by the end of this year. Egypt needs to bring the pound to about 11 to 12 pounds to the dollar, which would bring it in line with the black market rate. And it also needs to look into cutting subsidies, which constitute a significant portion of Egypt's public spending.
So it sounds like austerity measures and cutting subsidies and devaluing the domestic currency, those are things that usually cause a bit of unhappiness amongst the population, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Egypt has looked at managing a pound devaluation over the past year, and that's led to inflation rates which are at a record high. Now, the real litmus test of these austerity measures is the implementation of a VAT program, which is due to begin in October. And the increase in food prices has the potential to cause some unrest. However, if the VAT program is approved and there's relatively little social unrest, or there's less than anticipated unrest, that could suggest that the government would look at implementing less palatable reforms as part of the IMF program. Now, key to managing this issue is how President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi manages to communicate with the Egyptian public. He's already warned of harsh austerity measures, and he's already put up billboards on major highways to suggest that there's going to be some form of austerity measures and that Egypt can work together to improve the economy. So how receptive Egyptians are of these measures and how Sisi manages to portray these measures to the Egyptian public is going to be key in managing unrest over the coming year.
Does the Egyptian public generally blame the government for the current economic climate, or do they have a fairly benevolent attitude towards the government of President Sisi?
President Sisi is still widely supported among the Egyptian public. His popularity has certainly dwindled slightly from when he was elected in 2014. But having said that, economic issues were partly to blame for the 2011 and 2013 uprising, and they could certainly play a part in social unrest over the coming year if Sisi can't manage those issues properly and communicate with the people.
Sure. Okay, Andrew Freeman, Egypt analyst at Control Risks, thanks very much, and thank you for listening to this Control Risks podcast. Bye for now.